morning, Seattle, and welcome, Contact Talk Radio listeners around the world. This is Doug Parks, and the show, Science for Life. I'm really glad you're with us today. And before we get started and introduce our guests, I want to take a moment to thank our sponsor, Spirit 2000, because every week they make it possible for us to spend an hour of uninterrupted conversation with some of the coolest teachers on the planet. And I talk about teachers a lot on this show, but teachers to me are those who are living their dream, those who are doing their spiritual purpose. And yes, there are the Bruce Liptons and the Rob Williams and the Greg Bradens and many of the teachers who are there publicly. But in all honesty, the teachers I want to reach are the ones listening to this show today, because you have effect on all the people that you talk with. Please understand that we are the teachers that will bring about the change in the world today. For our guest today, I have two incredibly gifted and talented teachers who have a passion, had a dream, and have introduced their dream today. The work that they did is going to have an amazing effect. What they did was create a movie called Beyond Belief, and in this production, they have brought together probably the largest group of teachers that I have seen in a long, long time. Not only Bruce Lipton, our dear friend, but Amit Goswami and James Twyman, Jack Canfield, Judith Orloff, Joe Vitale, Stuart Emery, and so many more. And the reason I invited them on the show is because, first of all, there's great wisdom in what they've created, and it needs to be shared with many others. But also because Jim and Becky had a dream. And just like you and I, there's a calling in our spirits for us to do what we came here to do. And without any more words, I want to introduce Jim Holzconnect and Becky Hayes. Welcome to Science for Life.
Well, thank you for having us. We're very honored and pleased to be here.
Thank you, Doug.
Well, it's a pleasure. And both of you, this is a show you may not have come across before, but what we want to do is just talk today about your experience. What moved you to put together a project of this magnitude? And Becky, if you would, start us out with a little bit of where the dream came from and what the process has been like for you.
Well, it's been an interesting process when you call it a dream. The process to me really feels like it's been, like we've been guided, like it's what we're supposed to be doing. And it's an interesting story the way Jim and I met. We're both NLP practitioners. We met in an NLP training. And before that, I had owned a video production company for 10 years, and I was at a transition point and selling it and leaving the business. I thought I was done, leaving the business completely. And then I met Jim in his class, and he was a documentary filmmaker. And the very first day, we did this exercise in a group of 40 people where we all stood up, and they said, just stand up and say three words to describe yourself. And I had my three words already in my head, and then Jim stood up, and he said my three words. So that was a synchronicity that we couldn't ignore. It was very, very strange. And I'll let him tell you the rest of the story.
Well, Jim, do.
Yeah, so, I knew when I had met Becky at the NLP practitioner workshop that, you know, I just had a feeling, you know, that we would be working together in some capacity. Didn't really know what that was, but just kind of filed that away. And a little bit later, I had, you know, watched The Secret, and it had made a big impact on me. I think that, you know, the work of Rhonda Byrne was really amazing, and just in exposing, you know, people to the idea of law of attraction, and we really create and manifest our reality. And I knew from some of the work I had done in NLP that as great as that message was, there was actually a deeper cut that I wanted to explore in this whole world of, you know, manifestation. And so I really was inspired by this idea to empower people to create what they want in their lives. And, you know, I started getting into this inquiry about, well, how would we do that? You know, how would one really do that? Like, what's the mechanics of that? Because, you know, if you have a idea or a thought consciously, and you think about something, but yet you're still not manifesting what you want, there's another side of the story. There's something else going on, and that's what I wanted to take a look at. That's what I wanted. You know, I wanted to lift up the hood, so to speak, and take a look at the engine of mechanics and manifestation. And so, as Becky had mentioned, I had a documentary company that produced educational films for colleges and universities, and I really, I knew that I alone didn't necessarily have, you know, all the pieces to pull this off, and I knew of Becky's, you know, vast experience in video, and had approached her to undertake this journey with me, and it's one of the best decisions I've ever made, because, you know, she joined the team, and once we aligned our mission, and once we aligned our focus, it was things just started unfolding. You know, the universe just kind of got out of the way, and the universe kind of guided us as to what people started aligning with the project and all that, and so it's just been unfolding ever since. And I'm just really pleased and honored to be on this journey with her. And
I had actually stopped after I sold my company. I also studied hypnosis, and I started a practice. I thought I was going to settle down and just be a little NLP hypnotherapist, seeing clients part-time for the rest of my life, semi-retired. But it was so weird, because everything just came together, all the different parts of my life, the video, the NLP, the tools that we use. And this was the only thing that really could have drugged me back into doing video again and working on it. But it just seems like it was guided all the way. When that happens, when you follow your intuition or you follow those gut feelings or what you're supposed to be doing, it's like everything just seems to flow. And all these opportunities and these synchronicities just show up in your life. And they just, when you trust that and you just follow it, it just seems to lead you down the right path. Like this call we got from Doug about being on the radio show, it was an excellent opportunity. We appreciate that.
Well, the thing that inspires me, Becky and Jim, is when people listen to the voice inside and allow that guidance to come through, because that is the truth, spiritual truth, for all of us who are listening or will listen to the show later on. There's a voice inside calling you towards your process, and all we have to do is trust. But more important for this time, we are being guided to connect and trust, because in community we are exponentially more powerful than as individuals. So when two or more people can gather together and create or synergize their process, it's going to have the support of the universe to actually bring that project forward. And I want to mention now that what you have created in the movie is a synergy of 20-plus amazing teachers. How in the world did you envision, and how did you get so many luminary teachers to join you in this project?
Great question. Yeah, go ahead. So part of it was, we had done some research in this area, in manifestation, law of attraction, and some of the people who are in this film were in The Secret, and some of them also were in What the Bleep Do We Know. We started there. We kind of looked at what were some of the people out there doing. We also wanted, you know, a good mix with, you know, with scientists, spiritual leaders, healers, different, you know, a different mix of success coaches, people who were experts in the law of attraction, creativity. One of the things that we'll explain later that sort of unfolded was, you know, one of the reasons that actually both Becky and I actually got into video in the first place was we were inspired by Julia Cameron's work in The Artist's Way. And we had to approach her as we thought it would be great to have her be a part of this. And we were just really, you know, amazed at, you know, when she agreed to come on board, it was just like, oh my God, she's the reason why we're actually, you know, in video and whatnot. So that was just amazing to, you know, work with all these gifted teachers and to, you know, we're just very grateful that we were the kind of the conduit that allowed their unified voices to come through.
Becky, who, if you would, who were some of the first teachers that you were inspired to connect with and invite into the process?
Oh, in this project?
Mm-hmm.
That's a good question. They're all, I mean, all of these people are people that have inspired me, which is why I think we chose them in the first place. Like I said, Julia Cameron, a long time ago, I used to play guitar, and that was obsessed, and that's all I ever thought I would be doing. Her book, The Artist's Way, opened up the possibilities of what you can actually, and it actually opened up my spiritual life, too. She's very spiritual. She ties creativity to spirituality, which is excellent. But, of course, I'm an NLP junkie. I love NLP, neuro-linguistic programming. And so Tad and Adriana James, they're the original founders of Timeline Therapy. So I was very excited. And the synchronicities of how it all unfolded, I mean, really, it's, when you trust that process, it just seems to be the impossible seems to happen. What you think is impossible, you just trust that you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. You'll be led to be doing what you should be. And, like, we had them scheduled to come up in the studio in near the San Francisco Bay Area, and they called that morning with food poisoning, and they couldn't make it. But what happened was Marcy Shymoff had her friend Stuart Emery in town and wanted him to come to the interview, and that opened up the space for him to be able to do that. And then later, Pat and Adriana called us back. They had just come back from a training in Mexico and were about to leave for Australia, and they had one day, so they had a space open up that we could still bring them in. So sometimes it doesn't always happen the way that you think that it will, but that's okay. You still just practice. Having non-attachment, that's one of the tools we have in the documentary, and if you just trust that, it will still happen the way it's supposed to. Just trust that it will.
Well, it seems to me, as an outsider, to be a mind-boggling project to weave together the wisdom from 20-plus teachers and turn it into a story. And I'm sure during that process, both Jim and Becky, you had amazing, fun experiences. And I hope throughout the rest of the show you'll feel free to share with us from behind the scenes what it's like to hang out with some of these school teachers and what your experiences were.
Oh yeah, it was an amazing experience. Each one of them, you know, it was just such a gift and an inspiration. And we were just, both Becky and I are just honored to have you know, worked with them on this and to have been the vehicle that is able to kind of get their collective message out. And some of the things, I mean, you know, the humorous parts from having helicopters buzz over the studio during some interviews in Vegas, and having you know, just different things come up that were real interesting. And Becky mentioned one of them, how things kind of unfold, and once we just sort of got out of the ourselves way and just let, hey, you know, there's a bigger plan that will let this thing kind of unfold the way it needs to, and let's not be attached to the outcome. It was just amazing, you know, and there was a sort of feeling of just being relaxed and a flow and access. And these teachers are great at just helping bring that forward. You know, they're very, very down to earth, very committed to their message and their vision. And I think that's one of the things that resonated with them when we approached them about this project, is that, you know, they were enrolled in the conversation of what we were wanting to create with this. And that, I think, speaks volumes about them and their commitment to making a difference for everyone.
Well, I get from the title, Beyond Belief, that what you're dealing with is the subconscious mind. Tell me, from your point of view, what your purpose as you put the project together, what was it that you, what's the capsule or the overview that you wanted the movie to talk about?
Yeah, so really the overall intention is to empower people to create what they want in their lives. And in order to really, really do that effectively, you know, we needed to look at the role that beliefs play and that the subconscious mind play, the interconnection between the two, between the subconscious mind and limiting beliefs, and how they form and dictate someone's experience. And so that's really what we were, and then the other part of it was to actually provide on the court tools for people that when they, once they recognize it, they could actually do something about those limiting beliefs so they could really could align themselves and manifest what they want.
And it's interesting that even how Jim just described it, that almost like tools was secondary, because when we started the project, the tools were the main thing. We're going to give people tools, the tools they need to open up their awareness and change their life. And as we got into it, and all these teachers bringing all these messages, just they really created the story themselves. It, what I think is really powerful about it is the part that focuses on belief and subconscious belief and makes people aware just really how powerful that is. It can work for you. It can also block you in your life. And I had learned about that with NLP and hypnosis, and I worked with my clients, and I studied it, and I read about it, and I'm obsessed with it every day. But I didn't really get it until we made this documentary, really how powerful that is. Like Bruce Lipton really was, he has the book, of course, you know, Biology of Belief, but his interview and the things that he said is where I really got it, just how powerful that is. That 95% of our behaviors are controlled by the subconscious mind, and that you can make your subconscious work for you, or it can block you from doing what you want.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's often out of your awareness, what's happening there. So the film really helps make people aware of that. And once they know that, then they're empowered what to do about it.
Well, you're, I think the real gift in your project seems to be the understanding. Because if you're going to use tools to have an effect, it has to be based on your understanding of belief. Because without an understanding of the process, whatever you do will be superficial. And it seems that what you've done that's really powerful is you've brought the voices of change, both the scientific and the functional voices, into a project that creates understanding as a motivation for change.
If you don't believe you can do something, you won't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And you won't even attempt it, and you won't even try it. And like, I truly believed I would never make another video again. I was done, and I was walking away, and I was going to be, and Jim would come up to me in class and say, hey, we should work together. And I'm thinking in my mind, not saying this out loud, no, you don't understand, I don't do that anymore. This is, I'm not going, I'd love to work with you, but it's just not going to happen. But that was a belief. And so when you can transform those beliefs that stop you, you never know what could happen.
That's right. And oftentimes we walk away from our gifts because of the frustrations we've seen in manifesting those gifts in the past.
Well,
you mentioned our dear friend Bruce Lipton. Tell me about Amit Goswami or some of the others that came in and what they brought to the process. Because we have thousands of listeners right now who, my goal is to inspire them to add a new tool to their toolbox. And the tool of understanding, the deeper the understanding, the more likely we are as a community to bring about change.
One of the messages that I found so powerful with, you know, this is a common thread that runs throughout the, you know, the interviews with the folks, is just, you know, the power of the individual. We have all this amazing power innately, our birthright. The issue is not finding something external to ourselves or, you know, going out to some this person or that person. It's actually having the resources and ability to access it within ourselves to be able to manifest what we want and to express our unique voice. That's what I got. And when Bruce, you know, shared about his experience with Site K, Amit, you know, talked about the quantum physics and its role in our ability to be and do and have what, you know, what we want in relationship with that.
And actually, how we're all connected, even at a level that's outside of our conscious awareness, that we really are all connected.
Mm-hmm.
Even scientifically, they're beginning to come up with the evidence to show that.
It's fun to see the science and spirit becoming the same thing, the same discovery process, the same science.
Yeah, that's actually all that his purpose and goal right now is, bridging science and spirit together.
Mm-hmm. That seems to be a trend throughout the scientific community. Those voices we're accustomed to hearing, the Bruce's and the Amit's, and how about Jack Canfield? He's been a foundational teacher for the movement of consciousness for so many years. What was your experience with Jack?
It was an honor and privilege to talk with Jack. He's just so gracious and so committed to making a difference for people. We interviewed Jack in Southern California, and he was just very open to this. Obviously, he's been in several transformational self-empowerment films, similar to this one, and The Secret, and others as well. And just recognizing, just how approachable, he was. He had many, many stories. He loved some stories, and all the people that he's talked to, he's just got beautiful stories from his book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, and just also he shared one that really tied in with beliefs about a guy who was living in Australia, and his name was Cliff, and Cliff had never run anything before in a race, but decided that he wanted to run, and he wanted to, that first race that he took on was an 800-kilometer race from Sydney to Melbourne or something like that, and everybody was in the 60s, and everybody thought he was crazy, and they first wouldn't let him race, and because they thought he was going to, have a health problem or something like that, and he showed up in like galoshes and whatever, and he's running this race with elite runners, but he just believed that he could do it. He had run a farm, in Australia, and done a lot of running around the farm with his dog, and anyway, he created a whole new style of running. He basically ran nonstop. It was kind of a rock shuffle run, but stories like that that Jack shared were just amazing about the power. Sometimes what you believe isn't true. He shared that with us, and that was really a profound message from Jack Canfield. It's like, you think something's possible or not possible, and you shut that down or whatever. And I think we're just beginning to scratch the surface on our capabilities, and I don't even think we have a clue about what we can do and we can't do. And it's just amazing, having him share with insight.
Like Tim said, Jack was really gracious. He actually, we conducted the interview in his home, and he invited us in, even though he had dinner guests waiting in the other room, and he was very accommodating. And all of those speakers, I think, were like that. They're just, some people buy their books, or they see them on TV or hear them on the radio, and they think they're somehow they're excellent teachers, definitely, but when you meet them in person, they're just real people, just like you and I are. And some people, I think, believe, I could never do that because, that's the kind of person that they can do that, but they're somehow different than I am. And that these really are real people that have really pursued their purpose and accomplished great things, but that we all have that capability within us to do that. And that's, I think, it's very inspiring to meet them all and see what they've accomplished in their lives.
Well, there are two things I want to talk about, and I don't want you to let this hour go by without me getting there. One is your background in NLP, because that is seems to be a foundational piece in that you understood that the subconscious mind was guiding the process and that there are tools for actually affecting that change. And the second thing I want us to focus on is the example of community and what that really meant to you as you were putting this together, because what I see is something like 23 different teaching approaches, teachers, and somehow their message when combined is more powerful than any one of the 23 people doing the same message by themselves. So let's start with your NLP background and what that gave you as a tool when you came into this project to create Beyond Belief.
Well then,
go ahead.
There you go. Well, my NLP background, I took this NLP practitioner training with Jim. We studied in Dallas, and then I went on. I really loved NLP. I went on and took the master training in hypnosis and Reiki, some energy work, things. But I'm into all of that. but the tools, NLP has been used by coaches to coach athletes to be excellent at their game. It's been used by sales teams. It's used in all different areas. Many people have probably come across it and just not even known that's what it was. They didn't hear it by that name.
Mm-hmm.
But all of the tools in the documentary, actually, not just NLP, we used, I think, through this process, and it helped us to create it. And it's very different than how I used to do video when I had a video company. Because to make productions, you have deadlines and schedules, and you have to get things done, and sometimes you can be controlling or whatever you have to do. And so to be practicing non-attachment and just being guided was very different, but I like it much better. I think it works much easier. It flows much easier that way. And even when things don't happen the way you think they will, sometimes they actually turn out better, but you just have to trust that that's happening. And but yeah, with NLP, the techniques are really, they're very powerful. I really like it. Robert Diltz was another one of the co-developers of NLP we interviewed, and he was fabulous. He actually had a training of people. He trains people all over the world in NLP, but he left them that morning. They were waiting on him, and he came to do the interview. He was just great. He didn't.
Shh, don't tell them that, though.
So my background, yeah, I started working part-time as just seeing clients one-on-one, which is really what I like to do the best. I like to work with clients one-on-one because the changes are so profound. I mean, I've had people come in who were on really high doses of medication for anxiety or panic attacks, and in a couple of sessions, those panic attacks went away. And I have to make a disclaimer that, you know, it's not medical treatment, of course, and just see your doctor, but I think the power of your body to heal itself, what it can do, is really much more powerful than many people believe. And NLP just really helps you to access the resources that you already have inside. They're already inside of you. It just helps to bring them to the surface so that you can access them.
Well, Jim, what about your background? Was NLP foundational in your growth process? Or talk to me a little bit about your experience.
Yeah, it was certainly one of the foundational elements. Just in seeing how powerful it was going through some of the workshops and then some of the trainings and then the advanced practitioner training and just all the different tools and the roads kind of kept coming back to the subconscious mind and how to really get that, part that's below the iceberg aligned with the part that you're consciously aware of. Because when those two are aligned, someone's pretty much unstoppable. So we are all amazingly powerful. It's just we have experiences where we're not aligned in certain areas. And so, we might not be able to determine why we can't accomplish some of the things we want to accomplish. And subconscious is almost always one of the first places to look, you know, if that's going on. And the other thing that's profound about that, too, is not to, like, resist it or fight it or, you know, it's like there's something wrong, but just to, like, kind of embrace that as an amazingly powerful supercomputer that we need to just get to know and, you know, work with. And then things start really, really happening fast. So, yeah, I've used it for several years now and just have been, you know, I've also been inspired by a lot of work that, you know, Tony Robbins does. And he's a, you know, and for those of you who don't know, he does a lot of NLP. I mean, I always call it that, but I mean, that's essentially a lot of what he does. I think his message about self-empowerment is really a great one. Mm-hmm. And there's been other teachers along the line, and, you know, they all, in some form or another, had NLP as a kind of a common element. It's like, well, I really want to get to know more about that.
Yep. Was your NLP background in place before you decided to do the movie, or is that part of your discovery process that you brought into the movie?
We, as Becky mentioned, when we both had gone through a lot of workshops and NLP trainings, Becky had gone through at the master practitioner level, and so we were very familiar with it.
It took me a while to actually decide to become an NLP practitioner. I resisted it greatly. And so when I'd finally made that decision, I was actually already doing that when Jim comes up with this great idea to make another documentary. But so yeah, it was something that we had as our background, but it definitely influenced, because as soon as he said he wanted to put NLP, hypnosis, and some of the tools that are in there, I knew that wanted to do it.
I had her at NLP.
Yeah.
I'm reminded of the, you know, the Al Pacino thing. Is just when I think I'm out, they pull me back in. We were joking about that, you know, several months after the fact. He's like, I was really clear. I'm not going to work in video anymore. I was like, well, I think the universe has other plans for you.
And it definitely affected the process, because you can't really make a documentary about these concepts and tools and put it out there and not practice them. That's sort of hypocritical, so you really catch yourself all the way through. It was a process in itself.
We're now at day two of the release, so in all honesty, our timing was perfect to get a chance to visit with you, because you're about to be as busy as you, anybody can be. The movie is going to have an effect both on your lives and the lives of hundreds of thousands of people around the world as they begin to continue their process of putting their understanding together. And so it's a privilege to invite you here and have you here at the beginning of this process. And I want the listeners to know also that we have access for you to the a personal copy of the movie on our website. So scienceforlife.net. You'll find a quick link that takes you right to the an opportunity to add this to your library. It may very well be an awesome thing for you to consider as a holiday gift for someone you care about. So care about yourself first, and if you're inspired to do so, share this with others also.
And we wanted to add one more thing, Doug, on that. You know, there's so much great information. We just have scratch the surface of what we're saying, that about what the people shared with us in the documentary, that we weren't able to put it all into the actual film. And so we actually also made audio outtakes, essentially, of clips that didn't make it in the documentary, and that's also available there as well. If you get it with the DVD, it's cost substantially reduced until, you know, the end of December. But I just wanted to put that out there, that those insights, it's like over 2 hours, I think, worth of audio, insights, stories, and just great collective wisdom that is a great resource too.
That's awesome. And I think you just mentioned lightly there the special offer through December. Would you explain what that is?
Sure. Yeah. So the we think that the collective message of the documentary and the audio is so, you know, powerful. We basically want to encourage people to get the audio, and basically through between our launch and the end of December, we're offering the audio CD. It's a two-set CD at half price. So basically,
cool.
You can get it for essentially $12.95 instead of $24.95 through the end of December.
Well, it's going to be fun. It will be in my library. I'm excited about the process, and this is one of those things that I'm just like the people listening. I'm looking forward to finding the story of 23 great teachers actually guiding your process. Let's go back, and we've got a few more minutes. Let's talk about some of the teachers again. I know I have heard Stuart Emery's name before, but I've never listened specifically that I know of. Tell me a little bit about what he brought to the film.
Stuart Emery is considered by some to be the father of transformational work. I mean, he basically he was one of the first CEOs of presidents of EST, which was the pre company to what's now Landmark Education. Mm-hmm. And Stuart wrote a book called Success Built to Last, where he went out and interviewed some of the top successful people in multiple, areas all over the world, and just, great stories about there. I think one of the things that his message, basically was just find what you are passionate about, find what you love, find what you're committed to. And once you find that and you're committed to being good at it, your whole life will change in that moment. And that was real profound. He just had all kinds of stories about his meetings with and interviews with all these really amazing, successful people.
And when he defined success, he didn't define it just as necessarily making money or being wealthy.
Yeah.
That was a different definition. So he had people from all across the board. For some it was a spiritual pursuit. For some it was success and money or business. But yeah, his definition was that if you're passionate about what you do, and that will change your life.
That's cool.
Doug, I actually want to return to something you had said earlier about the conversation, the community conversation. I mean, he exemplified that, and so many of these other speakers we talked to did too. But he went out and talked with all these different people. But I mean, it really starts with a conversation. And I just invite all the listeners that to really listen to that voice inside of them and be in action on it. Start a conversation with people. Start enrolling others in what you're committed to, what you want to create, and because it's that power of the community that will really help to foster this. I mean, I'm really clear that this project wouldn't have been developed had Becky not been brought on board, had we not been able to hook up with all of these great teachers, and they were aligned with our message, and they were enrolled in what we were creating. So we really created a sense of community, and it was just way more powerful than, this bag of bones you call Jim or whatever, the individual. It is actually something that can foster and manifest your dreams. So, I mean, it's really just about focusing on that and enrolling people in that, whatever that is for you. Just tap into that and then start to share it with others. Ask. People say, how do you get all these amazing people? We asked, and they were aligned with our mission and with what we were trying to do. So,
I can relate to that wisdom. It was about 10 years ago that I asked Bruce Lipton if I could assist him in his process, and we ended up creating our first DVD telling his story. And I think that's the wisdom I want everybody to hear, is that what you guys did is you went out, found the best of the best, and just asked. And whenever there's alignment with intention, passion, and purpose, we're all going to find that the world is wanting each of us to find our passion. and connect in community. I look at the list of people, the David Hamilton, Elaine Hendricks, some people I know their work, others I have no clue yet, but I'm eager to find out how they fit in the community. And you guys are sitting there with 23 major experiences, and while you look back and see the finished product, I know it had to be exciting to connect with each one of these people and weave them into the fabric of the story. Take a couple examples of people that surprised you, and or that tell us some of the stories of the creation process.
You want to tell them about Elaine?
I was just thinking that.
Next cycle here. It happens a lot.
No, I agree 95% of the time, which is excellent. Well, Elaine Hendricks is interesting because she was one of the actresses in What the Bleep Do We Know, but she was an actress in that role. And so this time she was actually in front of the camera being interviewed. And so it was really interesting. I think it will be interesting for people to hear. She added a really an excellent element. And it's interesting how everyone flows together. Everyone's from a different perspective. Some people are scientists. She's an actress. She said it really came up for her how your emotions affect your beliefs and how important they are. So it's fun to see how she plays a different role, but this is the real Elaine. You know, when she's on camera, she's always playing a role, but now you get to see the real Elaine talking about what this experience is like.
That's really...
She was also in What the Bleep, and she actually played the roommate of the heroine in that movie. So Elaine... That connection, and that she shared with us one of the profound lessons from that movie, What the Bleep, that she learned was how that we can, you know, kind of become addicted to our emotions, feelings, chemically, and mm-hmm. she was sharing that was really interesting. She had a lot of great insights. She practices the work and things like NLP and things. It might not, you know, necessarily call it that, but I mean that's basically what she shared from highly skilled actress and producer, and she works with the tools all the time. So,
in the community of making this, the teachers, of course, we appreciate. We're very grateful, and they were excellent. And it extends even beyond that, because we worked with so many different crew members in different cities conducting the interview, and they all came together. And, you know, without them, we couldn't have made this happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everyone from the gaffers to the camera people to everybody, the post-production crew. And so, yeah, there's no way we could have pulled all of this off just even by ourselves. It really did take that connection with every person had their role. It was very important that made it all come together.
And James Twyman, he has had a remarkable several years of deep impact in our consciousness culture. Tell us a little bit about your experience with James.
Well, James is an amazingly creative and gifted, filmmaker, musician. He is also has a message about unity and connection and purpose, bringing people and all this work he does overseas and bringing people together. And through his music, through his film, The Moses Code, where he talks a lot about connection to each other and looking at someone else and having the ability to recognize yourself in that other person. It's just a very grounded, very spiritual, very deep human being, and had a profound message, and it was just great to work with him as well as all these people. Becky, did you have anything to add on that?
Well, it's just interesting that if you've seen his film, he has a film as well. One of the messages is, I am that. And so the practice is whenever you're walking around and you see another person, because we really are all one, you just tell yourself, I am that, to each person. And that was the message of the film. And it was funny when I was taking him back to his hotel after the interview, we passed a billboard that said that. And he just thought that was wonderful, because those were the kind of signs that would pop up that let us know, yeah, we are on the right path, we're doing the right thing, we're in the right place. And they just popped up. Another when a makeup artist we hired for the Northern California production, one of the guests was Marcy Chimoff, but we never told the crew who the guests were until they were actually working for us. And this makeup artist knew we were going to San Rafael, and she just, and I don't know how many people live in San Rafael, but she just out of the blue asked, "Is it Marcy Chimoff?" And she said, "I just love Marcy Chimoff. I've always been a fan. I love her work. I really want to work with her. And I'm just curious, that's her." My mouth just dropped open, like, if all the names you could have said, how would you have picked the person that we're interviewing?
Mm-hmm.
And so, well, of course, when we told Marcy that, she knew, oh, that's a synchronicity. Yes, definitely hire her.
Mm-hmm.
And so people, and then I imagine they'll continue to work together. And so it was also a process, I think, that brought and connected people together. We'll even go beyond the film.
Yeah, you know, it's like once you start down that path, take that first step in action toward your dream, it opens the way for others to expand and do that too. And it just starts to create synchronicities, to create, you know, the universe loves when you're aligned on what you need to be doing. And it will help support you that, and it will also bring those people who are, that's what we found, you know, it will also bring those people who are, have their goals and dreams and ambitions, and it will open a door for them as well. So it's just like, it just starts to, you know, snowball and expand, and you don't never know where it's going to lead. You know, you never know where I'm going to go. I mean, it's amazing, and it's humbling, and it's just a very powerful process and experience to be a part of when that happens.
Well, we've got just a few minutes left, and this has been a fun journey through the matrix of, you know, 23 gifted teachers, and from only not from, I guess what you've been able to share with us is more from the producer side, what this was like. But I'd like for you to take a couple of minutes, if you would, and go beyond what's been produced. What is the big dream? What was the dream that is unfolding now that the work is done, the product is out there beginning to change lives? What is the ultimate dream that you're bringing forward, or what do you see as the next steps in this process?
I just get really inspired and lit up when I see people in action with their dreams and empowered moving forward with what they want to create. Maybe it's a dream they gave up on that they revisited. Maybe it's something that they just are undertaking. That really lights me up. And so the core mission of this film is to empower people to create what they want in their lives. And so it's directly along with that. And everything that we create from this point on will be having that as a component. And that's, you know, it's just humbling and amazing for me to be a part of that, to help foster that access for people. I mean, they have it inside themselves. It's just helping them and empowering them to access that and get it out and get it out in the world where it needs to be.
And Becky, what about for you? What is the fulfillment of the dream now that you have the product in your hands?
Well, it's pretty amazing. But you know, we were just saying last night, is I want to attract the people to it that need the film, that will benefit from it. And I think it has a rippling effect. And both of the NLP trainings I took, that our teachers actually had a very spiritual-based background, which I appreciate. And it has a ripple effect when they teach you and then you're doing work with other people. You affect people's lives often in ways you're not even aware of, often just by what you say to them or how you interact with people in your life each day. And one of the pacts that Jim and I have, which is kind of interesting, I'm surprised he didn't bring it up, was that we made a pact to do yoga every day until the documentary was completed towards the end. And so he does Bikram and I do Ashtanga. We go to different places. But we've been doing that and been committed to it, and I really think it's helped us survive and get through and finish this film. And I've had people come, and when I started yoga at the beginning of the year, I just had a foot surgery and I could hardly even bend over, But my progress has just been tremendous through the year. And now I have people come up and tell me that, you know, just my being there has inspired them, which I don't even realize. It's just, and our effect that we have on other people, we affect people all the time when we're not aware of it. So I hope people will take these tools and help themselves, but then go out and spread that out to the world, to other people.
Becky, I think that's more profound than maybe you even realize, because that's the challenge for all of us, the understanding that our living in alignment with our purpose is the best way to bring about change on the planet. And it's the only way we can actually affect the billions of people that are about to change their minds about what life is about. It's about belief. And I think in the story you're telling, beyond belief, you are giving people the tools to grasp the power that actually is within us. We are divine. We oftentimes see ourselves through the filters of our programming. And I think probably the teachers are trying to bring people to an awareness that there's brilliant help within us if we'll just tap in. And I want to say to both of you, thank you from the universe for actually following the inner guidance that you had to follow and to bring a project like this together. How long did it take you from start to finish to do the project?
It was not quite 2 years.
Yeah, just under 2 years. We started really in April of 2008. And I think it was either early April or late March when I had the conversation with Becky and got her to go on this journey with me with when she vowed she'd never be in video. But yeah, it's been an amazing ride since, an amazing journey for a year and a half, and we're just very honored and privileged to be been a part of it, to been the sort of a conduit for their collective voice to come through.
And I just wanted to say how much we appreciate you inviting us and what you're doing here with this community. It's a really powerful community that you have.
Definitely,
it's my joy to get to sit for an hour each week with some of the cool teachers on the planet, and not just the teachers who stand up in front of a group, but people like yourselves who have followed your dreams, people that have listened to the voice inside and actually allowed creativity to pour through them. So it's really you that I want to congratulate and thank for your contribution to community. And we've got about 30 seconds each. Give me your wish for the future, your dream. Tell me, in closing, what you'd like the people to remember about our conversation today.
Just be in action. Just tap into what it is that you love. Pursue it. Enroll others in doing it. Just begin that conversation. Begin it wherever you are. Start it now and keep it going, because you never know where it's going to go.
And Becky?
Let's say that you're more powerful than you believe you are, and you have everything that you need inside of you already to do whatever you want to do. You just have to tap into it and find it.
Well, I thank you both for joining us today. I congratulate you both for being wise enough to listen to that voice inside. And I want to thank the listeners who've been a part of the show today. This is Science for Life and Doug Parks. And in the next couple of weeks, as we move into the holiday season, begin to connect with community and begin to understand that the future of change is in the simple acts we do every day, the love we share, the creativity we allow to flow through us. And it's a privilege every week to share this time with you. I ask again that you share with us the experience you have, the teachers you'd like to see on the show, and I promise that we will do our best to be a part of the upcoming time of change. Becky, Jim, thank you for joining us today. those of you out in the world listening, know that you're loved and appreciated.
Thanks. Thank you, Doug. Thanks for having us.